Alrighty, good evening, folks. Thank you for your patience as we get situated and get started here. I think we were all, some of us were kind of caught up in traffic a little bit today, but we are here. Before we get started, I will read the traditional Planning Commission opening statement. The Planning Commission is comprised of 7 citizens who serve without pay and are appointed by the City Council. The Commission has the responsibility for considering general plan amendments, rezoning, conditional use permits, precise plans, and subdivisions. Some Commission actions are final unless appealed to the City Council. The chair will call each case by number, and staff will provide an overview of the proposal. The public hearing is opened, and if you wish to speak on any item, we ask that you fill out a speaker slip and submit it to our secretary, just to the left of me here. When addressing the commission, please give your name and address, and we ask that you limit your remarks to 3 minutes. Upon completion of testimony, the public hearing will be closed, and the commission will deliberate and act on each item. Should a request be denied or anyone wishes to appeal a recommendation, the appeal must be filed in writing to the city clerk's office within 10 business days of our decision. An appeal fee is required. Any visual aids that are used during staff's presentation are to assist the commission in a clear understanding of the proposal. Visual aids that are used during the applicant's presentation do not necessarily represent staff's position or an endorsement of the presentation and are solely reflective of the presenter's views. We ask that all cell phones be turned off, and we appreciate your attendance and participation at this meeting. And with that, the time is 6:04 on June 26, 2024, and I'd like to call this meeting the Planning Commission into order. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Commissioner Burrows? Commissioner Felder?
Here.
Commissioner Combs?
Here.
Commissioner Leal has requested an excused absence. Vice Chair Torres?
Here.
Commissioner Zaker?
Here.
Chair De La Rosa?
Here. Thank you very much. Commissioner Combs, would you be so kind as to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Thank you, sir.
Attention, salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much, Commissioner. So moving on to agenda item number 4, the formation of the consent calendar. The next item is the consent calendar. We have items 4.1, approval of the meeting minutes dated May 8th, 2024, and item 4.2, a request for excuse absence for Commissioner Burrows for May 8th, 2024 Planning Commission meeting. Secretary Cepeda, are there any public comments for this item?
There are no public comments for this item.
Okay, seeing that there's no public comments, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
Motion.
Okay, so Commissioner Coase and seconded by Vice Chair. All right. Again, that was a motion by Commissioner Combs and a second by Vice Chair Torres. With that, please call for the vote. That item passes with all the commissioners present voting in favor. So moving on to agenda item number 5, public comment. Are there any comments, Madam Secretary?
There are no public comments.
Okay, so at this time we'll close public comment. Number 5, agenda item number 5, and we'll move on to the public hearing. Item number 6. It's a public hearing on item 5.1, time extension to tentative map number PCS18-0003 for a previously approved for sale 16-unit multifamily residential development located at 354 Moss Street. Jaime Campos, is that correct? Did I get that correct? All right, I got it. Principal Senior Engineer with the Development Services Department will be presenting. Mr. Campos, please. Floor is yours.
Good evening, Planning Commissioners. My name is Jaime Campos, and I'm the Principal Civil Engineer with Development Services. The item before you this evening is a request to adopt a resolution approving a tentative subdivision map time extension. The project site is located at 354 Moss Street along the north side of Moss Street between 4th Avenue to the west and 3rd Avenue to the east. The tentative map was approved in 2021 and it included the subdivision of a 0.60 acre site to allow for the development of 16 condominium units. The units will be situated within five buildings on the site with a 24 foot driveway in the center of the lot. The request is a time extension only. All other permit conditions on the site project remain. Staff recommends the Planning Commission adopt the resolution approving the requested two-year time extension to tentative map number PCS18-0003. This concludes the staff report. We're available for any questions. Thank you.
Are there any questions from the commissioners? At this time, we'll hear questions only and to hold any comments until after the public hearing. Deliberations. Is there any clarifying questions? No? No one's going to miss. Wow, we are lightning speed today. All right. So with that, we'll now open public hearing. So I think I was handed. Are there any additional public speakers? I don't know if you turn this up other than this one here.
There are no additional.
Okay, so we do have one. Registering in favor, but only requesting. Only would like to register the position of in favor for the item 6.1. Do we have to state the name for the record of the individual submitting the slip, or just that we received it?
You have the option to state the name or just state that you've received it.
I think we'll just state that we received it. Alrighty, with that then we'll close the public hearing. We'll move on to, do commissioners have any comments or questions for staff? Any other? All right, here we go. Commissioner Felber.
Move to approve.
Oh, well, there we go. What's that? Is there a second on the floor? Okay, Commissioner Rose. All right. And then we open up for discussion, correct, in terms, we have first and a second, and then prior to voting, Commissioner Zaker, you have?
Just wondering if the staff know, was there any impeding issues that kind of prevented them from developing, have to ask for a two-year extension? Just wondering if.
Chair Zaker, I believe staff presented in the staff report that it was just due to the timing of the pandemic. Overall, I know we've seen a couple of these map extensions recently, and it truly is, and I believe we have a representative from the applicant team in the audience to speak to any specific challenges, but they are actively working towards getting the project built. It just truly came down to a timing, and with this map extension, it gives them those two more years to get it done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions by any of the commissioners? So, I apologize, Rome, again, we had a motion to approve by Commissioner Felber, and who was the second?
Burroughs.
Thank you. Sorry, Commissioner Burroughs. We're just going so lightning fast, I just getting out of my mind. Alrighty, so we have a motion to approve as recommended by staff, by Commissioner Felber, and a second by Commissioner Burroughs. Please call for the vote. Motion passes with all commissioners present voting in favor. Wow, so we are moving on. We're moving on to, so that, we're moving on to item, agenda item number seven, which is the director's report. Correct, do you have a meeting first?
I do, thank you so much. I first wanted to acknowledge Chair, I'm sorry, Commissioner Zinker. This is his last meeting with us. He is termed out as a commissioner, so I know he will want to speak during the commissioner comment section, but I wanted to thank him for all his work in the time I've been here, and hope to keep seeing you around, and you know how to reach us if you need anything. So I wanted to thank you for your service on the Planning Commission. And additionally, I wanted to report back out to the commission, if you have been following council or not, the code amendment item that came forward to this body on May 8th was brought forward to City Council on June 11th. And at that meeting, the council deliberated on the actions before them, and they we presented your recommendation with the modifications in those different areas. And I'm gonna briefly go through them because it was a lot that we covered. So just wanna make it clear for everyone. The Senate Bill 9 request on the urban lot splits, there is a court case going on, so staff did not support that recommendation, and the council agreed, so we did not make that change until the court case is done. The items related to accessory dwelling units, both of those recommendations were added and reflected in the report for the council to adopt, which they did. And then the last one was the design review permit thresholds. The council staff did not support your recommendation. We asked for the council to consider our original recommendation to you, and they did adopt that. So the thresholds will be at 200 units for residential projects and 100,000 square feet for non-residential. That second reading was last night. So those items will be effective 30 days from tomorrow, yesterday, for the citywide ordinance. However, at the June 11th meeting, Deputy Mayor Gonzalez on the record asked for a change specific to the code section on ADUs. That was an item that we had not discussed here at all. And so what that was the municipal code section 19.58.022C2C, which was, it currently reads as up to two detached accessory dwelling units shall be permitted on a lot with an existing multifamily dwelling. At that hearing, the request from the deputy mayor was to add this language of or single family dwelling. So essentially that change was not discussed at this body. There is a government code section 65857 that speaks directly to this situation, that the council can refer something back to this body that wasn't originally contemplated by this body. So that action last night, staff requested 90 days to bring it back to council. So that was approved by a vote of 4-1 with the mayor voting no against it. So what staff will do is we are going to be presenting you that item on August 14th here to discuss that requested change, which would be to allow, if adopted, two detached accessory dwelling units on single family and multifamily properties. So we will properly notice it. We will have a staff report. I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention as to, and if we have 90 days to bring it back to council. If we don't do it in that 90 days, it is considered approved by this body, that change citywide. So we have a schedule in place that coming to you August 14th, we will be able to make that time frame. So I know that was a lot of information, but I highly encourage you to listen to both of those meetings that were on June 11th and June 25th if you have questions.
Quick question.
I do. Okay, so my question is that I'm surprised by your comment about the municipal code on the issue of 100 units and 100,000 square feet. Because I actually went to the agenda of that June 11th council meeting, downloaded the information on the staff report, because I was kind of, actually I was taken a bit by surprise that staff with the consultant would actually have the consultant present contrary to what we had decided here, but you know, that is what it is. But what I read, and I should have read the minutes, but what I read in the accompanying article, the Union Tribune, and maybe that got changed in the second reading, that they, the council, adopted a recommendation of 80 units and 50,000. And you're saying to the contrary, no, they agreed to our staff recommendation allocation of 100 units and 100,000.
So yeah, that is in the staff report. So the staff report for the June 11th meeting breaks down. We made it very explicit as to what was brought before this body
right.
in May and the your recommendations. And with each recommendation, we had a staff response. And so specific to the design review, our response was we brought forward the original recommendation of the 200 units and the 100,000 square feet non-residential and let the council decide and gave them your recommendation as well. And they decided to go with staff's recommendation.
Wow. That's not what the Union Tribune reported out. I'm just kind of a bit surprised, but there are the comments.
They're often not accurate.
But the interesting part of this too, and I know this is a dialogue, and please ask the questions. The interesting part of this is that it was brought up on at the council meeting, the first reading, something that this body had never talked about. And so there is government code section specific on point on this.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make you all aware that we are going to, you know, that. We can ask for more time. The statute has a shorter time limit, but we needed more time to vet this and get some input from the community as well. But we will be bringing this back on August 14th. That is very specific to the code section for ADUs and the request by the deputy mayor.
Okay.
Chair, did you have a follow-up?
Trying to follow along. When you bring it back, will staff have a recommendation and evaluation?
I don't know yet. I have to talk to outside counsel I know we have Mr. Sullivan here, but he actually wasn't on that item. We are talking with counsel, though not next week because of the holiday, but the week after. So you will have a format of a report that I'm not sure what it will look like. It may be unique because this is all new to us. This is the first time that we're experiencing this. But we wanted to make sure the government code section 65857 says 40 days. And so we made a recommendation. We need 90 days because of our process. And we are grateful that the council allowed us to that time so that we could have the conversation here. But we will publicly notice it. I anticipate we will have people wanting to speak on the item. So I just wanted to make you all aware of what's coming on August 14th.
No, thank you very much for requesting that time to bring it back. I think I for one, appreciate it, Chair, and I think the commissioners do as well, just to be able to opine on that. And I know it's tough within that time frame. 45 or even 90 days. So that's what I was asking in terms of, I mean, that's not a lot of time to turn around a report and get that information out. But
We're gonna make it work.
So I very much appreciate it. And I appreciate the fact that we will be able to have that hearing here. And I appreciate that. And then also the council allowing for that. So I do think it's helpful for folks to have that venue. That was just my follow-up questions. And certainly understand that we may not always agree, but we appreciate the fact that we can have this discussion in open forum and provide our opinion, and then the council's going to see their way forward to do what they feel is best for the city. So,
understood. And then just to close on my comments, we don't have anything scheduled for July 10th, so we will not be meeting July 10th.
All righty. And is that all you have for us tonight?
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
That was quite a bit. The only thing I want to say on my chair's comments is to Commissioner Zaker. It kind of caught up to us really fast in regards to your last meeting. And I appreciate the director pointing it out. But just from my standpoint, I want to be short because I want to give you the time. But I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your guidance as well, not only to the commission as a whole, but to me as well when I came on board. And I really appreciate that guidance. And you have certainly put your heart into this and with the public's best interest from all aspects, from residents, and from a business perspective, you provide a lens that I think is definitely something that needs to be presented, but wholeheartedly, holistically, just with all your heart and post best interest. So thank you for that. Thank you for being an example of how to serve. So I appreciate that and the time that you've given, and also as you were chair, the guidance that you provided. So, with that, sir, I don't have any other comments, so I'll leave it to the commissioners if they have comments, and then we'll allow Commissioner Zaker to provide his comments. Anybody else?
If I may, as the vice chair, I want to echo what Chair De La Rosa stated, but I just want to thank Commissioner Zaker for his guidance of the commission, his outspokenness, and honestly is fortifying the commission in its public posture with regard to a lot of the agenda items that come before us. I mean, for me, it was prior to Mr. Zaker becoming the chair, I thought there was a little timidity, if you will, on the commission and asserting itself with regard to a lot of the agenda items that came before us. But through your input and advocacy and expertise, it seemed to fortify us to find our voice. And I think that's something that's invaluable and very much needed here in Chula Vista politics, is to have a planning commission that does have a voice and is not afraid to use it when needed, as needed. And so I want to thank you for that, because that will stay with me for a very long time.
Well, there's nothing I can say, I think, that would be any different than what my fellow commissioners have already shared. But just on a personal note, Max, you've been here as long as I have, longer actually. But for me, you've just always been a constant. You know, you've always been present, consistent, engaging. You know, and a good role model in terms of how to navigate this process, because it's, you know, it's not always the easiest thing to come in front of, you know, sometimes a room full of people and, you know, and say how you feel and, you know, and ask all the hard questions and really just engage in that type of conversation, you know, and on both sides of the fence. So I appreciate you as, you know, as a person and as a, you know, support piece to this whole puzzle. I know for me personally, like I had a very long transition phase into this role when I first came aboard. So you were somebody that, whether you realized it or not, that just kind of, you know, made it a little bit easier for me along the way. So I appreciate that and very grateful to you for everything that you've contributed to, not just my experience here, but I think for everybody as well. So thank you.
Well, thank you all. Appreciate it. You know, I remember 8 years now, 2 years before that on the other committees, which I don't recall now. I remember coming here and I said, okay, I'm gonna come in here and I'm gonna change everything. What I didn't know was that how this opportunity was gonna change me. So in fact, it's really been the other way around. And I'll tell you, among many things that I've learned in terms of zoning, land planning, just how our local government works, you know, typically people stand on the outside and look in and kind of judge based on what they know or they don't know. But being here on this side, really kind of interacting with staff and just understanding the complexity of how things happen, and that every decision that we make ultimately has a consequence. It's been a gratifying experience, to say the least. And the other thing I'll tell you is that serving the city of Chula Vista, I feel that it gave me a voice that I feel I didn't have before. Maybe I was afraid. But I think the experience really proved that, no, we all have a voice. We all have a responsibility. So I really appreciate the opportunity. And then, of course, to our elected officials at the time who kind of took a chance with me. Because I'll be honest with you, you know, I'm a kid from a different place. But they believe that I will take this responsibility seriously, and I have. So thank you for that, and it's been an absolute pleasure working with all of you. A couple of you I've known for a shorter period of time, but I feel 100% confident that the city is in absolute good hands. With all of you sitting up here, and of course with Director Black and her staff and legal counsel, and really everyone else that works behind the scenes. So thank you all very, very much. And I am just super excited about what's happening in Chula Vista. And if I may, Chair, I reported to you guys that I was invited by our city manager to participate in an economic development roundtable, so I won't take very long. I'll tell you, I was I was smiling for the whole 2 hours because it was something that I had hoped would happen, and I really didn't think that it would ever happen, but it did. And I think it was a genuine and authentic desire on the part of the city manager to really give the business community a voice and really put economic development at the top of the agenda so that we're not just building, you know, homes, but rather we're really kind of helping define Chula Vista as a balanced community. So I was excited to see that conversation, and I think the city manager made a commitment that this conversation will continue. In what shape or form I'll contribute to it, I don't know, but I'll certainly be available. So that's my report on that. And on that note, thank you again. And my very best to our wonderful city. And again, thank you all very much.
Thank you, Commissioner. You will be missed. And for all those Star Wars buffs, you are now like a senior Jedi, so you'll be out there with Gabe. I'm sure he's going to tell you that, so might as well just get ahead of it. But with that, it is 6:29, and I'm going to adjourn this meeting to the next regular Planning Commission meeting, which will be noticed because at this time we don't have an agenda for the next one. So with that, we'll go ahead and close the meeting, and thank you all very much.